Blog Talk Radio.
All right, this is David Williams here in Taos, New Mexico, with the second or third, I guess it is now, episode. I had to reschedule this third one from the we did the second one at Arrivee Wash with Omao, the Coyote Clan Hopi Peace Messenger, and this is a report on the Great Spirit Relay from Santa Barbara to the White House, now in Taos. I'm booting up my computer because I think I have a call online and I have to get to the right place. I can't do it on my phone to bring her on, so while I'm talking, I'm booting up to attempt to bring Misha on the line to take part on behalf of Jose Munoz, the Mayan calendar keeper. This project I'm doing, the Great Spirit All My Relations Relay Marathon Walk and Caravan, was initiated in 1986 by my friend and the Buddhist monk that I took up the drum and the chanting of Namo Myoho Renge-kyo from, Masao Napashi. And this style of event, the reason I kind of resurrected the project is because I wanted to have a vehicle to manifest a meeting between the President of the United States and Jose Munoz, the Mayan calendar keeper, to deliver the spiritual message and ceremony, the peace pole ceremony at the White House, on which is affixed one of the symbols of a new Mayan cosmic calendar for the next 26,000 years. It began December 21st, 2012, and this new calendar has five additional archetype symbols in addition to the 20 that the previous 26,000-year calendar had. So because of the fact that Jose explained the prophecy of the Jade Princess that we're going to have peace on Earth starting in year 2021, and he had a calendar reading from the cosmic calendar on the birth dates of the presidential candidates in 2016 in February that I heard about. I think he did this before, but I heard about it in February, predicting that Donald Trump would win the election, and that cosmologically in his birth chart, he had what it took to unite the nation in harmony. So February this year, I asked Jose, well, do you see yourself getting together with the president and delivering the supportive message? And he said, more or less, he said, well, if you can arrange that, let's go for it. So I tried to bring him to Santa Barbara, but the people there didn't want it. So I resurrected this Great Spirit Relay project to do a walk, run, relay, bicycle ride, whatever it takes to stay on time on a string of cities between Atlanta and the White House, walk around the block at City Hall, get a proclamation of support from the mayor, and carry all these messages and proclamations to the Spiritual Unity Summit Forum for Global Peace, Greenbelt Park, Maryland, National Park Campground right outside of Washington, D.C., for a 9-day summit forum for global peace, August 20th to 28th. And this will be like a rehearsal for the United Nations 75th anniversary Global Peace Forum in Santa Fe, October 24th to 31st in the year 2020. And then Jose already has set up December 21st, 2021, a ceremony marking the beginning of world peace, which last time I spoke with him, he explained that this is the closing of a ceremonial cycle that began on June 21st in the year 1444, that all the way until now, until this December 21st, 2021, it'll be the closing of that ceremonial cycle. So I was motivated by this to do something to take the message to the president. And because of Peace Walk, usually like we do the Global Peace Walk, and if you're going from New York to San Francisco and, oh, you're doing a walk, people ask you, did you walk every step of the way? Well, sometimes you can't, but, you know, that's an awkward question to answer because you go all this effort and you have to skip some time because it's a freeway or something. So that's why I'm only one guy, small retirement income. I'm doing this as my summer hobby, hoping people will support me with extra gas money, and they have to get me this far. So I'm decided to do a walk, the Great Spirit Relay, from Atlanta, from the Jimmy Carter Center to the Martin Luther King Center on July 11th, and that will be led by the daughter, friend, Asal Napashi, and her son, 20-year-old son, will also be there to do that first day, 1 mile from the Carter Center to the King Center, and then the 12th will start from there, walk, run, relay, bike ride, whatever it takes to stay on time, each city along the way, to walk around the block at City Hall, ask for a proclamation from the mayor that we can include our messages that we're going to carry to discuss at this Spiritual Unity Summit, and then deliver to the president on August 30th. So far, since I reported at our last conversation on this radio that I had reached the Hopi land and had camped for a couple of days there at Arivi Wash, which is the Hopi tribe picnic area. And then right after our broadcast, I guess it's a week ago today, I went with Omao over to the Hota Villa, and the second day of the Kachina dances were going on. And I had already explained last time, I was sort of astonished to find out it was the same Kachinas dancing in the two-day Comanche dance that I witnessed on July 17th and 18th, 1976. On the 18th of July, I had a special experience when the morning Kachinas appeared, two of these Kachinas that appeared in the lifetime of the elders that I was told represented the last hope prayer of the Hopi people. Me and James Horsley from the Rainbow Gathering witnessed this. And I explained all that in the last episode, but I want to explain, it was really great going to the Kachina dance there on that Sunday. And during the break, when they went out between rounds to the Kachinas, and then the clowns were doing their entertaining thing and giving candy to the children, and the children were lining up and all this. Then he walked me through the whole arena into the Coyote Clan house that is right there, one of the houses that surrounds the plaza where they do the Kachina dances. And I must tell you that just that experience alone of following him and then crossing through this line of children with all the people watching and the clowns making fun of me as the Pahana, it was reminded me of the intensity of the experience I felt when I left the interview room in India on the 28th of September in 1996 after our group interview with Satya Sai Baba, and stepping out through the doors and then all the people looking, and then you walk back to your seat kind of thing. So I appreciated very much Omao bringing me there, and the big feast on the table, and we watched the dances through the window. And he explained to me different things about it. There was at one point a group of different-looking Kachinas that came in that were called the invaders. And then he said the clowns kind of represent humanity. And, of course, the Kachinas represent the pure spirits of the whatever, you know, different symbol that they represent, but they're like spiritual beings in this dance, and then the clowns represent humanity, and they're all doing stupid stuff and even, you know, saying vulgar things and everything, and at the end they're mud, covered with mud, right, and at the end they get ceremonially washed and bathed and forgiven of their sins and this kind of thing, and then they behave after that. So there's a whole detailed moral little story I never knew behind these dances. All I knew before is they were just sort of mesmerizing, and this particular song, the Comanche dance song, I asked him what it meant in English because I didn't quite remember the sound of it. I had a humming in my mind ever since then of what it sounded like, and it's just one little part that it does sound like that, but But he said it was basically be happy. Be happy that we're here dancing for you and to bring the rain. It's a, like a be happy song. And they understand that the Hopi adopted the different other tribal around them, their prayer, in these ceremonies in order to a way through the spiritual realm to make peace with everybody, because they're known as the culture of peace that didn't make war with other tribes and didn't sign a treaty and never fought with the government and so forth, center of the peaceful universe. So this was a real wonderful experience. Then I headed to FSEP, back to Flagstaff, because such a, I guess, a good response from over the internet from the people that are working on the September 21st International Peace Day, which is all around the world, the United Nations International Day of Peace. But in this case, in Flagstaff, they're having a major event this September 21st that they've been planning for a long time. And it involves the installation of a peace pole with six sides. It'll be right outside the Heritage Center in the main Flagstaff area, city limits, inside the city, and it'll be lit from the inside, and they're going to install it on September 21st in a festival on September 22nd in Flagstaff, and it's going to have the May Peace Prevail on Earth prayer in five languages: English, Spanish, Japanese, Hopi language, and the Navajo or Diné language, and then a six side, she explained some sign language symbols, but maybe they'll decide to put the six symbols of the Global Peace Pole on. I don't know. It doesn't matter. It's all a symbol of peace. So I'm hoping to be back there for that event on September 21st after we finish everything in the White House. And then be back at UCSB for the September 23rd closing ceremony type at the Tree of Peace on campus at UCSB. So the reason I went back to Flagstaff, on the way to Albuquerque, spent an extra day, is because these people responded, Rebecca Durenberg and her team, to come to the peaceful ceremony in the Wheeler Park, right outside City Hall. So I'd already asked the mayor for a proclamation that's being processed, and asked them to give it to the Peace on International Peace Day Committee, September 21st, for them to hold and make a copy and send it to me. And then they all came out. And they held their banner. I posted on the Facebook page photos and videos of our half a dozen people or so. Real strong ceremony, though. And then I drove after that to Santa Fe or to Albuquerque, struggling all the way, having to stop and wait for donations to come on the PayPal or by Western Union or whatever to get all the way. But I made it to Albuquerque on time and did the walk from the Center for Peace and Justice in Albuquerque in the 90-plus degrees, the 2.5 miles to the City Hall, and then back to the Peace Center, and then met with the leader of the Peace Center and gave her the flyer about the Great Spirit Relay. And she said she would talk to Peter Clark with the indigenous group in the area, and I know Peter is associated with the Free Leonard Peltier movement, and to see if they would be willing to support this project. I just asked them to receive the proclamation from the mayor, but came back with the feedback that this name, the Great Spirit, All My Relations, Relay, Marathon, Welcome Caravan, not being going through an organization, just going through me, they thought it looked like it was me trying to exploit the native culture, misappropriation kind of thing. I'll detail an explanation to them, but I wanted to make it clear that this is way beyond that. This is a human level thing, and all the symbols on the peace pole. I can document the authority I have to use them, and the backing that I have from the indigenous leaders, especially that I explained at the Peace Center, this is a particular mission. And I've been empowered by my Chumash elder in support of Jose Munoz to get him together with the president in this manner. So they thought that if an indigenous person was heading up the Great Spirit Relay Project, then they would feel different. Well, you know, to me that's just blatant racism. I understand what misappropriation is, but this is not it. I'm not making any money on this. This is my summer project, and you can support it, great. If not, okay. Somebody else can receive the proclamation. So in any case, then after Albuquerque, then struggled to get to Santa Fe on time. And just too many delays between the PayPal processing and getting it to my bank to get the gas and so forth. So I was unable to get to Santa Fe on time to do the moon walk from City Hall to the governor's office. And I'm planning to reschedule that here in this next week. But I was able to spend the afternoon with Carmen Houghton, who is very well connected in Santa Fe, but he's been an activist pretty much all his life. He showed me issues of the LA Weekly that he had saved all these years since the 60s, and reading through them, he realized were the same issues we're dealing with now as we were then. And, you know, he's got Clear Light Publishing that has produced a number of books that his wife's photographs, his late wife, Marcia Keegan, took of the all the meetings between the Hopi and the Tibetans and the Dalai Lama, and early meetings with the Iroquois and the other indigenous leaders, all facilitated by Harmon and his wife and photographed and in her books. All the famous pictures you've ever seen of the Hopi and the Dalai Lama, Marcia took, and Harmon published in the Clear Light Publishing. Now he's got online platforms for indigenous issues and Native Media Network Group, and one for the Tibetan issues, the Tibetan Media Network Group. He's on Facebook and then other links. And then now a new one called Activision Media Network Group, and that's for activists with vision. And it's brand new, and if you can, if you're an activist with vision, look on Facebook and join Activists, Activision, Media Network Group. And he's piloting that to see how the response is, and then if it's a good response, then it'll turn into a major tool for us activists with a vision to accomplish our goals. So Harmon tried to get on an hour ago with Reverend Yamato, did a television interview with the Santa Barbara Community Television, and that'll be online soon. And he tried to get in there and said next time. So today's sessions like this were scheduled on short notice. So next time we'll give more notice and coordinate the dates so that they make sense with everybody. And I'll especially work with Harmon's schedule so he can be online on the next program, which will be approximately a week from today. And so then after Santa Fe, finishing lunch and a real good meeting with Harmon, who's just recovering from a bad fall and a near-death experience in the process. And so you can imagine having lost his wife recently and this. He's real happy that he's coming back to full form, and I love him. So then after Santa Fe, then I came up to Taos, did the walk around the block at City Hall in Taos, left my card in the little flyer with the secretary, who else already had an email, as well as the mayor, asking for the similar proclamation to what the Tucson mayor gave us, which is proclaiming a season of unity, harmony, and peace. And let me see on here. I'm apologizing because I'm trying to figure out. I think Misha's on the line here, and I'm on my phone, and I'm going to try to take a second and look on the website and see if I can. I'm going to apologize because I'm not well enough prepared or knowledgeable in this system. Delayed in getting set up here, so let's see. After Taos, I'm here now speaking to you from the Hanuman Temple parking lot, and we'll be here till the 20th of June when I get my next Social Security check, and then I'm off directly to Atlanta and the Rainbow Gathering to foment the Great Spirit Relay to the White House, unless I get extra funding, in which case I want to go to Standing Rock Medicine Wheel Living Park for the June 22nd to 24th Summer Solstice Festival with Jose Munoz to help set up the Mayan calendar temple, this temple of time, I call it, calls it a manifestation station, a dream catcher with a hemp dream catcher on top, and then in the centerpiece is the lattice structure that I've developed over the years as a human hive experiment, I call it, but you have to see it to understand it. But anyway, I want to be there, so I'm right now negotiating and talking with my friend here, Reverend Yamato, about, because he wants to go to the Sundance up there and meet some of the people he met at the United Nations Permanent Forum on Indigenous People earlier this year, and if I get the funding, I'll take him with me to Standing Rock and the Sundance, and then quickly to the Rainbow Gathering and arrive maybe a day before it starts on July 1st, and bring the Peace Bowl ceremony to offer there and practice to do it in the White House lawn on August 30th. So that's the general plan from here. Let's see. So this has been a great adventure. I had to leave, you know, my family behind, and they're, you know, suffering because I'm not there with my income, and they're getting along okay. My daughter's working, but barely scraping by, and it's just because this is such an important thing to me to bring the message of peace to the president, and from what I've heard through contacts that have contacts with him, this will be very well received. It's kind of you know, the same thing with the Leonard Peltier. We want the President Trump to pardon Leonard Peltier, and they're just recently submitted the lawyers of official request for such a pardon, but the FBI has opposed it vigorously, and probably to cover their trail because they already acknowledged they falsified evidence to put Leonard in prison. But, you know, our approach is if President Trump is going to be president during the time when we're going to have world peace by 2021, then something big is going to change. The way things are going now, that's not the direction we're going. So the change, I believe, will come at a personal level with President Trump spiritually receiving, accepting the message of peace, and then that will open his mind to the correct path to bring about global peace by 2021. So some people think this is a pipe dream, but, you know, this through friends of Roger Stone, who's close with the president, we have a conduit to communicate, and then also actor John Voight, who participated with us in 1990 at the Rainbow Uprising campaign events. You can see the video on YouTube called Rainbow Uprising Campaign. Last half hour has been talking about the his acquaintanceship with the Hopi and Chumash and Iroquois elders, and he talked about the Hopi prophecy of the House of Micah opening the door to the United Nations, which had not yet been fulfilled, but was a couple of years later. And so he has become, John, is, I'm told, has become like the face of the Republican Party. And so I believe that he can get through to the president and welcome this message of peace. So I'm an optimist, you know, which always means that things don't work out quite as well as you thought. Or a pessimist, I guess things always work out better than you thought. But I'm willing to go to all this trouble and, you know, sacrifice so many things, including the livelihood of my family, to do this. And I really appreciate all the support that I've gotten and that I'm getting. The next stage, we have to move from this scrambling for gas along the way, because that takes away from the credibility. You know, how are people going to believe I'm going to be on time, my group's going to be on time from Atlanta to the White House, if we have trouble scrambling for gas on the way to Taos? And the plus, the Global Peace Forum in the year 2020 in Santa Fe, I'm told by experts who've done it, it's going to take a $15 million budget. You have to hire 6 experienced people, pay them each $100,000 a year, and for 2 years to produce this kind of event. So I'm on the campaign to raise that $15 million by October 24th of this year, 2018. So, and in the meantime, select those 6 people to pay $100,000 a year for 2 years. Who have the right qualification to manifest this Global Peace Forum that the Reverend Yamato's brainchild out of the Global Peace Walk Project. And so we're all optimistic and hopeful that people with those kind of resources and the kind of resources we need to pull off this trip to Standing Rock and the Wounded Knee and the Rainbow Gathering and the White House, maybe $50,000 to bring all the people we want to this gathering in Greenbelt Park. But I feel like the people who have that kind of money, that understand what we're doing, will be so thrilled, so happy. Just, it'll be like a life-changing experience for them. They'll be so excited and happy to donate the money to make this happen, because they get the vision, they get the spirit. You know, so don't have to struggle. I have been struggling, and the people have been kind and sending me money, but now I have some rest days, and we'll see, you know, from here how it goes. This is a 32 minutes into the program, and I wanted to introduce Reverend Yamato, but the timing of things here on this, where we are right now, isn't going to allow that. You can see him on the interview we just did on the Santa Barbara television. I'll be posting the links on that to the Facebook page. So my name is David Crockett Williams. You can find me on the internet on the Facebook by that name, david.crockett.williams. You can go to hashtag GR8 Spirit Relay and find lots of information. You can go to gr8spiritrelay.com, and that should forward to my page, Global Emergency Alert Response with hyphens, globalemergencyalertresponse.net/capital great. And then capital school relay, you know, one capital letter to each word, .html, and that's all the, I have to update it, but that's the basic information on this project. So please follow along. I'm going to end this broadcast a little early today because of just the timing of things that are going on right here. So thank you very much for listening. Thank you, everybody, for your support. Thank you, Jason, for this opportunity on your radio show. Thank you, Melissa, for all you've done, all the devotion and help. It's and the amazing hard work you've put in on this since meeting you in L.A. And I'll talk to you all again next time on the Great Spirit Relay Radio. This is David Williams signing off from Taos.